WRCR 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, and a look at the latest weather. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Schmidt-Wuthen Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, ET Foods, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's edition of The News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It's partly sunny and 14 degrees at 12:01. Clouds mixed with some breaks of sun today, blustery and cool, highs in the upper teens, winds will be south 12 to 22. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 14, winds south 10 to 15, and mainly cloudy and warmer Monday, a slight chance of flurries or freezing drizzle in the morning, especially in the southeast part of the area, high 33. Currently in Richland Center, once again, our winds are out of the southeast at around 3 to 6 miles per hour, and our temperature is 14 degrees.
The House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer. Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Today is Sunday, January 21st. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. A vehicle was at total loss following a fire in rural Viroqua Wednesday afternoon at around 5. The Vernon County Sheriff's 911 Dispatch Center received a report of a fire at a private residence on Nottingham Road in the town of Jefferson. When units first arrived, they found the engine compartment of a vehicle fully engulfed, spreading to the vehicle's interior. A sheriff's deputy and Viroqua fire chief used their fire extinguishers, attempting to control the blaze until firefighters arrived. The fire was quickly extinguished, and no injuries were reported. Another budgetary lifeline for the Dane County Jail Project. Dane County supervisors, on a 31-5 vote, have agreed to fill the latest funding gap for the long-discussion project. Last fall, the loan construction bid came in well over budget. The original price tag for the project was $148 million. It now hovers around $200 million. The project calls for a six-story tower facility in downtown Madison with 625 beds. A former Madison police officer has been sentenced to a year in prison, followed by 5 years extended supervision after being convicted of exposing himself to a teenage girl. 60-year-old Morris Reed was arrested in 2019 on allegations of assaulting a 15-year-old girl that he took on rides along in his squad car years prior. Last October, a jury acquitted Reed on a second-degree sexual assault charge. Reed resigned from the Madison Police Department in 2013 rather than face dismissal over a separate incident. Winter storms create significant challenges and often result in catastrophic loss for agriculture producers, especially those raising livestock, row crops, and other vulnerable crops. Despite every attempt to mitigate risk, your operation may suffer losses. As you prepare for the potential impacts of severe winter weather, the U.S. Department of Agriculture offers several programs to help with recovery. For producers who have risk protection through federal crop insurance or the non-insured crop disaster assistance program, report crop damages to your crop insurance agent or the local farm service agency office. If you have crop insurance, contact your agency within 72 hours of discovering damage and be sure to follow up in writing within 15 days. If you have NAP coverage, file a notice of loss within 15 days of loss becoming apparent, except for hand-harvested crops, which should be reported within 72 hours. The USDA also offers disaster assistance programs, which are especially important to livestock, fruit and vegetable, specialty and perennial crop producers. The Livestock Indemnity Program and Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybee and Farm-Raised Fish Program reimburses producers for a portion of the value of livestock, poultry, and other animals that died as a result of a qualifying natural disaster event or for loss of grazing acres, feed, and forage. To participate in LIP and ELAP, you will need to file a notice of loss by the annual program payment application date. The LIP payment application and notice of loss deadline is February 29, 2024 for the 2023 program year and March 3, 2025 for the 2024 program year losses. For ELAP, producers are required to complete a notice of loss to their local FSA office no later than annual program application deadline of January 30th following the program year in which the loss occurred. The Tree Assistance Program provides cost share assistance to rehabilitate and replant tree, vines, or shrubs loss experienced by orchard and nurseries. This complements NAP or crop insurance coverage, which covers the crop but not the plants or trees in all cases. For TAP, you will need to file a program application within 90 days of the disaster event or date when the loss of the trees, bushes, or vines is apparent. It's critical to keep accurate records to document all losses following this devastating cold weather event. Livestock producers are advised to document beginning livestock numbers by taking time and date-stamped video or pictures prior to and after the loss. Other common documentation options include purchase records, production records, vaccination records, bank or other loan documents, third-party certification, and other programs. The Emergency Conservation Program and Emergency Forest Restoration Program can assist landowners and forest stewards with financial and technical assistance to restore fencing, damaged farmlands or forests, and remove snow from feedstock, water supplies, and feeding areas. Additionally, FSA offers a variety of loans available, including emergency loans that are triggered by disaster declarations and operating loans that can assist producers with credit needs. FSA offers several loan servicing options available for borrowers who are unable to make scheduled payments on their farm loan programs debt to the agency because of reasons beyond their control. WRCO News Time is 12:08. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Duncan Hines Wilderness More Fruit Cherry Pie Filling, sale price $2 for $6. Libby's Easy Pumpkin Pie Mix, $2 for $5. Bird's Eye Mixed Vegetables, 16 ounces, 75 cents. Breakbush Golden Spice Fully Cooked Chicken Breast and Tenders, $4 a pound. Jimmy Dean's Sage Pork Sausage Rolls, $2.99 each or $2 for $5. Amy's Organic Low Sodium Tomato Bisque, $2.50 each. Shop at ET Foods where your food dollar goes a little farther. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Currently, it's partly sunny and 14 degrees at 1210. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Do you remember the Bluebird Restaurant? It was located at 131 West Court Street, Richland Center. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to content in MPL.org, number ID 8824, a picture in the files of the Richland County History Room on the second floor of the Brewer Library, dated circa 1934, identifies the storefront. It was called the Bluebird Chocolate Shop. This was run by Peter and Chris Tanthi Stasis. The Bluebird was also a candy shop and had a soda fountain. It was a small and good deal of business that took place there. During the brief time when they were in Richland Center, it allowed for sales of alcohol after Prohibition was repealed in 1933. The Bluebird Restaurant had a license and it sold beer. Miller and Schlitz was advertised in the store window. Peter Stathis, from 1896 to 1987, born in Canopia, Leodone, Greece, married Chrysanthi Stathis. They had one son. He was an eighth grader in Richland Center in 1947. His name was George. In the 1930s and early 40s, Stathis owned and operated both the Bluebird Restaurant on West Court Street and the Crystal Cafe on South Central Avenue. They moved to Sparta in 1945, and there they owned three theaters. Later, moving to Clearwater, Florida, about 1972, and he died in October of 1987. If you look at the storefront, the signs on the photograph include the following: homemade candies, ice cream sodas, sundaes, drink Coca-Cola, candy, soda, lemonade. We serve dinners and suppers, beer, 5 and 10 cents. We serve Carter's, the Bluebird Restaurant's keg of beer, sundaes and sodas, just 15 cents. Ham and cheese port and baked ham sandwiches, 10 cents. Popsicles, ice cream, waffle cones, cigars, drink Coca-Cola, lunch, cool drinks, Miller and Schlitz beer available. Fresh lime freezies are just 10 cents. Orangeade, 10 cents. And we serve Hills Brothers coffee. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering the village of Viola.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. The Society looks forward to the new year with a vision to document important events and remind the community of important events of the past that impact all of us today. The summer of 2024 will bring another season of open houses at the Yankee School Museum, and members enjoy the excellent reminiscing in the Historical Society's Yankee Breaky Newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history. The sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance of and public access to the Yankee School Museum. Please consider joining. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. You can email your membership to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. And you can learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
The American Red Cross is experiencing an emergency blood shortage as the nation faces the lowest number of people giving blood in 20 years. The Red Cross blood supply has fallen to critically low levels across the country, and blood and platelet donors are urged to make a donation appointment to help alleviate the shortage that helps ensure life-saving medical procedures are not put on hold. Don't wait to make an appointment. Download the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. Two chances to donate will be held this week in Grant County. The first will be tomorrow from 10 to 3 at the Fred Lenz Conference Center. The second will be held on Thursday from noon to 5 at the Montfort Fire and Rescue Building. WRCO News time is 12:15. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Are you ready to feel the wind in your hair? Do you have a couple of hours to spare sometime during the day? If you do, we'd like to train you to become a trash off pilot. Schmidt Woodland Hills is looking for volunteers to become pilots for our Cycling Without Age trash offs. As a pilot, you will be performing the generous act of giving rides to our residents. You will provide slow rides, listening to their stories while helping them to feel the joy of being outdoors with the wind in their hair. We have the trash offs and people eager to go for a ride. You supply the power and the enthusiasm. We will provide the training and help you schedule time to practice. A short road test will be required to achieve certification. Remember, you have been promising you were going to get in better shape. What better way to do it than giving a senior citizen the ride of their life? For more information or to schedule a time for a hands-on demonstration at Schmidt Woodland Hills, call Bill Bartlett at 608-647-8931.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Today is Sunday, January 21st. Elvina Mary, 107, of Bloom Township, died Wednesday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the services will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 3:30 until 6:30, and again tomorrow from 10 until the time of service at 11. Elvina Mary is survived by two children, Ruby Deanna Mary and Don Tincher of Viola, and Richard Mary of Bloom Township, two grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, a sister, Dorothea Newberry of Richland Center, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Elvina Mary, 107, of Bloom Township. Juan Carlos de la Cruz Lopez, 56, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at the UW Health University Hospital from injuries sustained in a work accident. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 1 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery.
Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home tomorrow from 10 until the time of service at 1. Survivors of Juan Carlos de la Cruz include his wife, San Juana Garcia Fernandez, 6 children, Diana de la Cruz and Brandon Halverson, Alma L. de la Cruz and Enrique Loza, Jocelyn de la Cruz and Jacinto Vasquez, Esmeralda de la Cruz and Jesus Salas, Jose Carlos de la Cruz and Kylia K., and Kristen de la Cruz. His father, Vicente de la Cruz, 5 siblings, Teresa de la Cruz, Hector Luis de la Cruz, Arcelia de la Cruz, Damaris de la Cruz, and Vicente de la Cruz. Other relatives and friends. Juan Carlos de la Cruz Lopez, 56 of Richland Center. John Francis Bond, age 74, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Military rites will follow. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro tomorrow from 4 to 7 with a KC Rosary at 3:30. Friends may also call at the church Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials to the Waniwak American Legion are appreciated. John Bond is survived by his wife for 52 years, Pamela, 3 children, Jonathan and Shannon Bond of Camp Douglas, Melissa Bond and Mark of Marshfield, and Joel and Tiffany Bond of Hillsboro. 6 grandchildren, 1 great-grandchild, his brother, James and Sherry Bond of Waniwak, 3 sisters-in-law, Kathy Bond of Waniwak, Mary Bond of Texas, and Pat and Dick Link of DeForest. A brother-in-law, Joe Lisker of Palm Springs, California, good friend, Don Elmer, and many nieces and nephews. John Francis Bond, age 74. Rodney Dale Rux, 75 of Muscadet, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 Wednesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held Thursday at the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Rodney Rux is survived by his wife of 60 years, Bonnie, 4 children, Lori Perkins, Cherry and Mike Biba, Jeremy and Heather Rux, and Ryan and Samantha Rux, 9 grandchildren, and a brother, Darrell Rux. Rodney Dale Rux, 79 of Muscadet. Michael Leo Drake, 66 of Oregon, died January 9th at UW Health University of Wisconsin Hospital. A funeral mass will be held at noon Friday at St. Philip Catholic Church Rolling Ground. Friends are invited to the Gaze Mills Community Center in Gaze Mills Friday from 8:30 to 11 for coffee and donuts. Memorials will be used to promote local literacy and reading programs in schools, hospitals, and educational institutions. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Mike Drake is survived by his wife, Mary, 2 children, Connor and Karina of Oregon, 3 siblings, Teresa and Robert Ludlow of Glenville, Illinois, John and Lori of Charlotte, North Carolina, and Jim and Kelly of Green Bay. Nieces, nephews, great-nieces and nephews, and many friends. Michael Leo Drake, 66 of Oregon. Douglas Walter Roth, 43, of La Crosse, died Thursday after a 15-year battle with Huntington disease. A celebration of life will be held Monday, January 29th, from 10 until noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel with a time of sharing at 11. Burial will be held in the Walnut-bound cemetery following the services. In memory of Douglas, contributions may be made to Gunderson Health System or the Huntington's Disease Society of America. Douglas Roth is survived by his mother and stepfather, Julie and Lenny Miles, a brother, Michael and Ray Ann Scheffelbein, one niece, step-siblings, Jason and Gina Miles, Jenny and Dan Arnold, and family. His grandmothers, Mary Benson Kirkpatrick and Alfreda Wilmot, aunts, uncles, numerous cousins, and his best friend, Ron Blaschowski. Douglas Walter Roth, 43, of La Crosse.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Winter is the time to have your coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in Richland Center is ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle this Wisconsin winter. They also thank all of their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it's still kind of brisk out there, isn't it, with that gusty south wind and cool temperatures. Things will be changing in a big way, however, over the next several days as mild Pacific air floods across the country and south winds at the surface draw in some moisture as well from the southern U.S. right up toward our area. So we'll have a mild and gray week with some periods of precipitation. The first chance comes in tomorrow morning, although the main action will stay off to the south and east of us tomorrow. Then tomorrow night into Tuesday, looks like a more significant system coming in. Should bring us some rain and wintry mix. We could have some icy road conditions Tuesday morning before it warms up. A third system could impact us late Wednesday into Thursday. That one right now is looking like mostly rain. So what a difference a week makes. Most of our snow could melt down by the end of this upcoming week. Pretty crazy. Here's your forecast for the rest of today. Cloud cover mixed with some breaks of sunshine, blustery and cool. Temperatures hitting the upper teens. South wind between 12 and 22. Tonight mostly cloudy, low 14 degrees. Tomorrow mainly cloudy and warmer. Slight chance of flurries or freezing drizzle in the morning, especially in the southeast part of the area, high at 33. Monday night cloudy with a slight chance of drizzle very late in the night, maybe a light wintry mix, low 28s. Tuesday overcast with a 40% chance of light rain and wintry mix, high at 36. Wednesday cloudy with fog possible and a 50% chance of light rain by late afternoon. Low at 30 with a high of 39 degrees. Thursday dreary with areas of rain and fog. Low 33, high 39. Friday mostly cloudy, remaining unseasonably warm. Maybe some leftover drizzle. Low at 30 with a high of 40. Saturday more clouds and sun. Low 27 with highs in the mid-30s. Well, stay warm out there today. Again, looking for highs in the upper teens, but the gusty winds keeping wind chills closer to zero. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, it's becoming mostly sunny, and it is 15 degrees after a morning low of 12 below. Yesterday's high was 15, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1967 is 53 degrees, with a record low of 30 below set back in 1984. Last year's high was 27, and we had a low of 19. Sunset will take place tonight at 4:59. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:27. Winds are out of the southeast at 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.37, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 15 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Hello, this is Tracy at Simon's Recreation Complex. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? We are offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 647-8522. Visit in person or visit us online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness and we have the means to make it happen.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions. Bailey Paint and Decorating has the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. Bendel Tarinato, your total car care center, performs wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where fresh and local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials.
There was high school basketball action in the area yesterday, and in boys' action, it was Riverdale defeating Lafarge by a score of 81-66. It was Platteville over Galena, Illinois, by a score of 64-58. Baraboo beat Milton 71-58. Mount Horeb defeated Monona Grove 76-63. In girls' action yesterday, Riverdale beat Lafarge Youth Initiative by a score of 47-39. It was Broadhead over Luther 49-48. Wazika Steuben defeated Iowa Grant 84-57. Darlington beat Monroe 65-22. It was Reedsburg over Platteville 67-59. And Cambridge beat Belleville by a score of 60-53. Christian McCaffrey scored his second touchdown on a six-yard run with 107 to play, and the San Francisco 49ers mounted their first second-half comeback of the season to beat the Green Bay Packers 24-21 in a divisional round playoff game. After spending all regular season as front runners, the Niners needed to come from behind for a change, and Brock Purdy and McCaffrey did just enough on the last drive to send San Francisco to its third straight NFC Championship game. Dre Greenlaw sealed the win with his second interception of Jordan Love. For all that went well in Jordan Love's first season as the starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, the end proved disappointing. Love helped the Packers overcome a 2-5 start and reach the playoffs. Then he was terrific in a wild card round win over Dallas. He looks like a worthy successor to Aaron Rodgers. Lamar Jackson threw two touchdown passes and ran for two scores, and the Baltimore Ravens pulled away in the second half for a 34-10 win over the Houston Texans, to advance to the AFC Championship game. Jackson helped the Ravens take control in the third quarter after the teams entered the half tied at 10. His 15-yard scoring run put Baltimore ahead to stay. C.J. Stroud had a solid, composed first half for Houston, but the Texans ultimately couldn't turn enough promising drives into points. Now Baltimore will host the AFC title game for the first time since January of 1971. The Ravens will take on the winner of Sunday's matchup between Buffalo and Kansas City. There are two more divisional round playoff games going on today. First of all, it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Detroit Lions. That'll start at 2, and then the Buffalo Bills will be hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. Kickoff time for that game will be at 5:30. Damian Lillard had 45 points and 11 assists to lead the Milwaukee Bucks to a 141-135 victory over the Detroit Pistons yesterday. Giannis Antetokounmpo added 31 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists, but missed 11 of his 22 free throw attempts. Brooke Lopez had 19 points for the Bucks, who have won 4 of 5. Alec Burks and Ozar Thomas, career high 22, combined for 55 points for Detroit's second unit, but Bojan Bogdanovic and Jaden Ivey were the only starters to reach double figures in the opener of a two-game series. Elsewhere in the NBA last night, the 76ers beat the Hornets 97-89. It was the Spurs over the Wizards 131-127. The Knicks beat the Raptors 126-100. The Cavaliers defeated the Hawks 116-95. It was the Rockets over the Jazz 127-126. The Bulls beat the Grizzlies 125-96. And the Thunder defeated the Timberwolves by a score of 102-97. Games going on today in the NBA include the Nets at the Clippers, the Wizards hosting the Nuggets, the Heat will be at the Magic, the Rockets will be hosting the Celtics, the Pacers will be at the Suns, and the Trailblazers will be at the Lakers. Also, Iguodaro scored 17 points, Tyler Kolek had 15 points and 11 assists, and number 17 Marquette held off a furious St. John's rally for a 73-72 victory at Madison Square Garden. After trailing by 13 with 16 minutes left, the Red Storm took advantage of turnovers and some rare missed free throws by Kolek to give themselves a chance for a stirring comeback win. Dennis Jenkins, however, missed a free throw that would have tied it with 38.9 seconds remaining. Chris Ludlam and Jenkins missed three-pointers in the final moments. Hall of Fame coach Rick Pitino was back on the St. John's sideline following a bout with COVID-19. And elsewhere in state high school basketball, it was Wisconsin Whitewater defeating UW-River Falls by a score of 78-74. Oshkosh beat Stevens Point 72-67. It was Wisconsin Platteville over Wisconsin Stout 95-75. And Wisconsin La Crosse beat Wisconsin Eau Claire by a score of 84-68. And finally, in Big Ten men's basketball action yesterday, it was Purdue defeating Iowa 84-70, Nebraska beat Northwestern 75-69, and Ohio State defeated Penn State by a score of 79-67. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
The Wallace Cooper and Elliott Insurance Agency has been the key to your security since 1947. Wallace Cooper and Elliott represents Wisconsin Mutual Insurance Company and its special educator programs. Tubby's Customs is where people forget the collision when they see the repair. Whether it's collision repair, custom painting, or restoration, trust Tubby's Customs of Hill Point. TitleWorks provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area. TitleWorks is proud to support our local youth.
100.9 WRCO. Play it cool in front of you, and I just might fool you for a minute or two. But what I can't hide is everything I feel inside. 'Cause the truth is, baby, my heart starts racing when I'm next to you. And love won't let me not go crazy when you come around. Go insane when we get a little closer now. Coming down for a while, but the trouble is, ever since that little kiss, I don't care how late it gets, don't wanna let you out of these arms of mine. 'Cause love won't let me not go crazy when you come around. Go insane when we get a little closer now. I'd be inclined to chicken out, but love won't let me.
I was never the same again. I'm a lifelong fan. Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. My favorite songs about the top to bottom. Perfect, you're like Brooks and Dunn's debut album. You got me feeling like I'm a brand new man.
Ooh, I'm a brand new man.
Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music.
Country music.
You give me eyes, Lily girl. You give me Gone as Jones. stranded on an island. Only way I could survive is if I had you and that needle dropping on a vinyl.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th, featuring a euchre tournament at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Whiskey Row, the Don Meese Family, and the Honor Company. Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th in Avoca.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
She was dressed to kill. I was in my booth, so I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, "Give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet." She said, "Give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away." Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, "Where to?" She said, "I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet." She said, "Give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away." Yeah, in your Chevrolet. Windows down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, "Give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away in a Chevrolet." She said, "Give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. Packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away in your Chevrolet."
Thank you.
town, but he stays at home, saying no one knows, so I don't, honey, when in Rome.
TV.